Hello, that was a taste of the music of the New York-based drummer Jermeo Brown, who I'll be speaking to later on in the show. And I'll also be celebrating one of my dearest friends and favourite composers, the late Sir Richard Rodney Bennett, who I was very privileged to have a special musical relationship with. You can hear highlights of my own personal tribute, which was recorded at a recent performance as part of Total Immersion, a day-long celebration of his work at the Barbican in London. Plus, I'm joined by Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre. Hi, Kevin.
Hiya, Claire.
Well, you've brought in some music to share with us, including an album that was a real giant step for jazz. Tell us what you've picked and what makes this such a great giant step for jazz.
It's Ella Fitzgerald's Sweet and Hot. It's one of the great vocal albums in jazz, one of the great interpretations of the American songbook with amazing arrangements. Sounds a bit like this.
At you, and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching.
The unmistakable voice of Ella Fitzgerald, and more from Ella later on in the show as part of Giant Steps. Well, Kevin, what else is new? What else have you brought in?
Well, we've got something which is hot off the presses because this isn't out until May, so we're really up front here. It's a fantastic new record by Binker and Moses, the dynamic duo in British jazz. Binker Golding's the saxophonist and Moses Boyd the drummer, who triumphed at many awards a couple of years ago. They're back with this new album, which really shows their ambition. So it's a double album. They've expanded the palette. It's not just the two of them. Well, it's the two of them on one album, and then on another album, you've got several guests, such as Evan Parker, Byron Wallen, and Sarathy Korvar. And stylistically, they've really branched out. They're going in lots of different directions. Some of the music is very improvised. Some of it is very composed. And some of it is very danceable, like this track. This is a great calypso called Fet by the River.
Thank you. from the album Journey to the Mountain of Forever, which will be out in May. That was Fret by the River by Binker and Moses. Well, next up, a track from bassist Nigel Thomas, who resides in my hometown of Brighton. And this is from his recent release called Hidden, which is an 8-track recording with 6 of the tunes self-penned by Nigel. And he's joined by a stellar lineup of Mark Edwards on Fender Rhodes, Paul Booth on saxophone and bass clarinet, and drummer Winston Clifford. This is one of Nigel's originals called Dark Light. Nigel Thomas Quartet with Dark Light, and that's taken from the album Hidden, which is out now on the Pathway label. Kevin, was that your cup of tea?
Definitely, really like that. It reminded me a little bit of some of the late 60s, early 70s classic American independent jazz that was made by labels like Strata East and Black Jazz. And I love the combination of the electric piano and the horn and the double bass. Very, very good. Especially Winston Clifford on drums as well. He's very good.
Oh, he's brilliant. Well, I was lucky enough to meet the composer Richard Rodney Bennett in the early 90s in a Glasgow concert hall when he was looking at the bigger concert hall space and I was singing with my quartet up in a smaller function room. Well, we struck up a firm friendship, and for the last 15 years of his life, I was on the road with him in a duo setting, which was magical. Well, recently, the vast body of his work was celebrated during a total immersion day at the Barbican in London. During the day-long celebrations, a huge treat for me was to sing three world premiere arrangements of his songs with a magnificent BBC concert orchestra conducted by the American Scott Dunn. Well, this is a song with music by Richard Rodney Bennett and lyrics by his friend Franklin Underwood, and they wrote it with Blossom Dearie in mind to sing, as she was famously, as she got older, insistent on playing gigs very early in the evening. Well, they played it to her in his New York apartment, but she decided she didn't want to sing it after all, and I'll tell you why after we've heard Early to Bed.
Early to bed, early to rise, I greet the dawn when I open my eyes. Fresh as a daisy, somebody said, how do I do it? I'm early to bed. Early to bed, up with a lark, out on a spree, but I'm home before dark. You can go disco, paint the town red, I'll take a rain check, I'm early to bed. I used to bunny hop and boogie, cha-cha and Charleston, shimmy and shake with the best. I used to turkey trot and tango, merengue and mambo, but now I need my rest. So it's early to bed, early to rise. I can hang out with the rest of you guys. I ain't got the energy, ain't got the bread, and I don't wanna wake with an ache in my head. I've got sweet dreams of sunrise, bright eyes instead. I gotta go home now. I'm early to bed. Cha-cha and Charleston, shimmy and shake with the best. Used to turkey trot and tango, meringue and mambo. Now I need my rest. So it's early to bed, early to rise. I can't hang out with the rest of you guys. I ain't got the energy, ain't got the bread, and I don't want to wake with an ache in my head. I've got sweet dreams, sunrise, bright eyes instead. I gotta go home now. I'm gonna disconnect the phone now. Well, I gotta go home now. I'm early to bed.
Early to Bed by Richard Rodney Bennett and Franklin Underwood and the BBC Concert Orchestra as part of the Total Immersion Richard Rodney Bennett Day recorded at the Barbican in London on the tail end of last year. So, Kevin, they played Blossom Dearie, this song, in Richard's lovely New York apartment. He's a beautiful piano there. And she says, it's very nice, but it's not for me. And they said, well, why, Blossom? We wrote this with you in mind. It's perfect for you. She said, it's that lyric. Ain't got the energy, ain't got the bread. And then she said, I got the bread. And actually, she did have the bread. Well, there's more music associated with Richard Rodney Bennett coming up later on in the show, featuring myself with my quartet as we played a jazz set in between the orchestral pieces on that very special day at the Barbican. Well, Kevin, tell us about the next track. This guy, Mark Whitfield, is a new name to me.
He's a great guitarist who arrived to some fanfare in the 90s. He recorded a really nice album with Christian McBride and Nicholas Payton, Finger Painting, which was a tribute to the great Herbie Hancock. But he's kind of been off the radar since he had a deal with Warner Brothers, and now he's making music, releasing it on his own album. And I think this is a real return to form. So the album is called Grace, and he's now leading a band which features his two young sons, Mark Jr. on drums and Davis on piano and keys. And he has a really soulful, bluesy sound, very, very danceable in places. This is one of my favourite tracks on the album. It's called Fortress. Thank you.
Taken from the album Grace, that was Mark Whitfield with the track Fortress. And you're right, Kevin, I really did like that. Is most of the album that kind of groove?
It's as good as that. It's a really, really nice record.
Fantastic. Well, Kevin, your Giant Step record this week is really one of my favourites, the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald. And it's from the album Sweet and Hot. Now, she produced a vast library of music. Tell me why you've chosen this one and why it's a giant step for jazz.
I think this is one of the great interpretations of the American songbook. If you're talking about jazz artists actually taking popular song and putting their stamp on it, this is outstanding. It's really exemplary. I love the fact that you have Ella working with all of these different arrangers, Andre Previn, John Scott Trotter, Benny Carter and Cy Oliver, and sounding herself, sounding so dominant on each track. She really puts her stamp on every track. The other thing as well, which is hugely important, is the fact that this is an early concept album where she's talking about the importance of both romance and dance in life. The suite that she refers to is basically love. It's love songs, it's people being in love. And the hot is really dance. It's people having a good time on the floor. And you hear this really, really seamless transition between the love songs and the dance songs that just works perfectly on this record.
Brilliant. Well, let's hear one of my favourite songs ever. It's by Burton Lane and Yip Harburg, and it's Ella with a great arrangement of Old Devil Moon.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Old Devil Moon, sung by the First Lady of Jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, whose centenary is this year, and that's taken from the album Sweet and Hot. On FM, online and on digital radio, this is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, and I'm joined by Kevin LeGenre, and together we're listening to our Giant Step album. Now, who arranged that last piece, Kevin?
That was Benny Carter, the great Benny Carter, and I love the way that they've used a Latin rhythm there.
Yeah,
with those rim shots, which are just so full of energy that her voice just sits beautifully on. And the way that you have the orchestration, the horns in the middle just taking off, giving it a real boost of energy. And when she comes back, she matches that energy with her delivery, with a punch in her delivery as well. There's an enormous amount of finesse in her voice, but there's also a great deal of momentum and power that she uses with real control.
Absolutely. I mean, Kevin, I don't know where to start with Ella Fitzgerald because she has absolutely influenced everybody I know, be they instrumentalists or singers. I mean, she's just fantastic. An unbelievable range, the quality to her voice, her fantastic relative pitch, the intelligence of her delivery. She doesn't over-embellish. She's, for me, is absolute perfection.
That's a good point. I think the way that she uses vibrato at just the right moment, the way that she might hang on a syllable, it might stretch it out, the way that she anticipates certain lines as well, it might come in a little bit early or a little bit late, just to give the line real colour. But the thing I like more than anything is the clarity of her diction. Yeah. I mean, you can hear everything as if she's singing into your ear, this very, very clear, very precise way of actually articulating. And if we talk about Ella, we have to talk about her scat vocal as well.
Absolutely,
which will feature on another track. But that, as you say, instrumental sensibility that she has in the way that she sings, where you can hear her understanding of horns, her understanding of the piano.
Well, I think she was on the road for so long with Chick Webb's band, initially the orchestra, and listening to all those guys playing bebop.
Listening to all the arrangements,
and being totally immersed in that and then going for it. I mean, it's really brave.
She became an instrumentalist with her voice. The voice is an instrument. That was her. And I think as well, her early beginnings as a dancer, the fact that she entered talent contests as a dancer before she became a singer, that's very important because that sensibility, knowing what dance is, knowing how to move to music, I think that informs the way that she sings.
So, Kevin, let's talk about who produced this record and whose actual idea it was to get her in the studio with these arrangers and composers.
The great Norman Granz, who, as we know, really brought jazz to the forefront with Jazz at the Philharmonic, that series where he gave a platform to a lot of great artists. And I think the choice of repertoire and the choice of arrangers really serves Ella Fitzgerald very well. And it's, as I said right at the top, it's that combination of the great American songbook, popular song, and an artist who really knows how to bring the best out of the melodies that makes this so special. But I also think that when she performs the ballads, as opposed to the up-tempo numbers, you really do have this quality which is absolutely essential in Ella Fitzgerald, and that is seduction. Actually singing in a seductive, without being overly alluring way. You know, it's seduction with a degree of subtlety.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. I mean, because sometimes she gets, not criticised, but she's this sort of little girl quality about her that's quite sort of giggly. And to sort of see her in that seductress role is sort of new for me to think about.
I don't hear it that way. I hear it as being seductive in a mature way, seductive which makes you want to listen and makes you think about what it is to be in love.
I love her version of this next song we're going to hear because straight away on line two, she starts to improvise on the melody, which we'll talk about afterwards. But it's Ira Gershwin's lyric to Vernon Duke's I Can't Get Started.
I've flown around the world in a plane. Settled revolutions in Spain, the North Pole I have chatted, but can't get started with you. Around the golf course I'm under par, and all the movies want me to start. but I get no place with you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you skip just for a sight of you. First we met, how you elated me, pet. You devastated me, yet now you've deflated me till.
Taken from the album Sweet and Hot, that was Ella Fitzgerald singing Ira Gershwin and Vernon Duke's I Can't Get Started. And we're discussing this album, Kevin, and as I said, usually she's very true to the melody. Maybe the second or third chorus she'll be scatting or doing some other stuff. Never over the top for me, always very sort of tasteful embellishments. But on the second line there, she was changing the melody. So that for me is something different about this album, because she's almost taking more chances and more risks.
It's the musician. It's the musician in her. As we said before, that immersion in big band arrangements, in hearing the interplay of various sections in a group, knowing that if you anticipate the melody, if you play around with the beat a little bit, or if you go off on a scat for a couple of bars, that can embellish a piece, all the while staying true to the spirit of the piece as well. I think it is all about balance. She had great balance.
Very early on in the days of Jazz Nine Up, I had the great privilege of interviewing Andre Previn, and he said this was one of the most amazing sessions of his life. And he would have been very young then. But I mean, why do you think they've got these particular arrangers together? What was the point of this? Was it to showcase different styles of arranging, or to just because they were the hip at the time? What do you think?
It's a combination of both. It's the best arrangers, or the arrangers who are most suitable for the material and the singer. Andre Previn is very different to Benny Carter, who's very different to Cy Oliver. So it's taking the music into different directions, which is why I think this is such a good album, because it's actually stylistically very diverse, but it's really coherent because you have this magnificent voice at the centre of it all.
Well, as I said before, I think this is when she was in her absolute prime of her singing career, because I'm not saying she lost her tone during, but you know, as you get older, perhaps you can lose some control. But during the 1950s, and of course the songbooks that she recorded, they're absolutely sublime. But let's talk about the next song, because it's actually really hard to sing, because I had to learn it once and it's tricky. And for all us singers who have grown up with Ella Fitzgerald being our absolute hero, you've got her in your head somewhere singing along, and you're trying to sort of match that brilliance. You can't. You can only be influenced by her. You can't try and copy her. She's just a one-off. But let's talk about it. Mr. Paganini.
The reason why this is such an interesting piece is because the band and Ella play with tempo. They're kind of pushing it back and forth, where you think, okay, it's going to move from a ballad into a walking blues now. It's going to take off. And it doesn't. Yeah. It takes you by surprise. Tempo comes back down. You think, okay, she's going off on a long scat solo now. But she gives you, sometimes it's just two bars, sometimes it's four bars. It's the way that she's actually teasing the direction of the song, just teasing it in a very, very playful way, yet not losing the thread, which makes it so good. So it's it's an arrangement that takes you by surprise, that kind of promises to open right up, but then retracts a little bit. So you have the subtlety amidst all of the energy of it.
The concert was over in Carnegie Hall. The maestro took bow after bow. He said, my dear friends, I have given my all. I'm sorry, it's all over now. When from the gallery, way up high, there suddenly came this mournful cry. Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? And if you can't sing it, you'll simply have to breathlessly await your masterful baton. Go on and sling it. And if you can't sling it, you'll simply have to bop it, but open poopy will be down. And at the final bar, we greeted you with round applause. But what a great ovation your interpretation of Badoobo Dibby Dibby Did and Dorba Pippy Diddy. He did it down, down, Mr. Paganini. Now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it. And if you don't spring it, that means you have to. Won't you sing it? And if the boys are popping, ain't no need in stopping. Baby, do booby did da da da, but double double do da did da da da. No more, Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton. Go on and sing it. And at the final bar, we greeted you with round applause. What a great ovation your interpretation Bob Diddy-Do would do. Listen, Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring. And at the final bar, we greeted you with wild applause. Oh, but what a great ovation your interpretation. Bubble doo ba dee ba dee boo ba bee dee 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 boo ba bee dee da na na na. Mr. Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it.
Mr. Paganini, and that track became a firm fixture in Ella Fitzgerald's live sets and was a brilliant showcase for her amazing scatting. Kevin Ajama, that was an inspired choice. Thank you, sweet and hot.
My pleasure entirely.
Online and on FM, this is Claire Martin with Jazz Lineup here on BBC Radio 3. Well, I was talking about the celebrated composer Sir Richard Rodney Bennett early on in the programme, and we played my version of his song Early to Bed with the BBC Concert Orchestra. Well, Richard seemed to be able to turn his hand to many musical styles, and lots of his fans of his classical work would sometimes come and hear him sing in cabaret rooms and not even know he was a very good singer, and hear him for the first time and be quite surprised. Kevin, are you familiar with Richard as a singer?
No, I know him first and foremost as a film and TV composer.
That's
and,
right.
And a very good pianist, but I didn't know that he sang.
Well, he started singing later on in his life, but he always had a very young voice, actually, quite a high voice. But let's hear him singing with me on a track that we found on an old YouTube clip one afternoon. And it's the actress Bea Arthur. She was singing with actor Rock Hudson, which absolutely intrigued us. And this is a very tongue-in-cheek version of a Cy Coleman composition with a lyric by Michael Stewart. And it's taken from a play called I Love My Wife. And it's Everybody Today is Turning On.
Some it's grass,
some it's coke,
some it's powder,
some it's smoke.
Everybody today is turning on.
Some it's dust,
some it's weed,
some it's acid,
some it's speed.
Everybody today is turning on.
Time was when if a fella felt depressed, he simply got it off his chest by calling on a preacher,
doctor, his teacher,
coughing up a half a buck, see a double feature. But now it's pills, and now it's pot, now it's poppers, and God knows what. Sniff, sweet, pop, and your cares are gone.
Everybody today is turning on.
A simple life it must have been, when smoke was players and high was gin. One warm shandy and how it turned him on.
Junk was trash and speed was swift, and glue was pasted instead of sniffed. Coke and aspirin, and wow, it turned him on.
Those days, whenever folks were feeling low, they knew that they could get a glow and chase away the vapors, laughing at the capers. And a cap was cotton in the Sunday morning papers. But now it's and down it goes, around your windpipe and up your nose. Sniff, sweep, pop, and your cares are gone. Everybody today is turning on.
Hey, remember when high was up and kicks were tame and amyl nitrate was some guy's name? A holding hands and smooching was turning on.
Horse was ride, roach was bugs, French connections were foreign plugs, jiving to Acker Bilk was turning on.
Those days when if your nerves were kind of shot, instead of going right to pot, you prayed to hope steady, kept a Bible ready, took advice from Rabbi Wise or Mary Baker Eddy. With the world so much amiss, how can a whiskey be cannabis? Sniff, sweet, puff, and your cares are gone. Everybody today is turning on.
Hey, remember when hash was fried, tea was brewed, someone pushing was rather rude.
Once a week you cut the grass, and too much acid just gave you gas.
Sniff, sweet, puff, and your cares are temporarily gone.
Everybody today is puffing.
Into fudge, look what they're stuffing.
Hold it, Ma, don't touch that muffin.
God knows what your grandpa's snuffing.
Everybody today is turning on.
Taken from the album Witchcraft, that was me singing with Richard Rodney Bennett, and Everybody Today is Turning On. A song we just really love to end our set with, unless we were singing at something very sort of pompous, like some big church or cathedral. We didn't think that was the right type of material.
I think singing somewhere pompous would have been great for that song, because the humour is just superb in it. And that's the thing, is that he really nailed the playful spirit of that music, and the way that the voice works with the chords as well. It's very concise, which, again, that probably goes back to his experience working in film and TV, knowing how to really nail things. But it's a very engaging, yeah, very endearing piece of music.
Just fun. Well, let's continue with more music very much loved by Richard Rodney Bennett. And this is taken from a concert held during the Total Immersion Day at the Barbican. And I was asked to sing with a group of jazz musicians that Richard admired and perform a set of songs that he either sung or that I knew had a deep meaning for him. So I asked the pianist Gareth Williams, who I've had the great pleasure of working with for over 20 years now, and who Richard said would be the best pianist for me. Arnie Somerjee is playing the bass, the great Sebastian de Crom is playing the drums, and my guest was saxophonist Julian Nicholas. But the first song ties in with our Illa theme, as it was her version that I learnt the song from, and we put it at quite a cracking pace. It's Lover, Come Back to Me.
The sky was blue and high above, the moon was new and so was love. And while this eager heart of mine kept singing, lover, come back to me. You came at last, love had its way. That day is past, now you've gone so far away. And while this eager heart of mine kept singing, lover, come back to me. Well, I remember every little thing you used to do. I am so lonely. Every road I walk along, I walk to. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I wait to hear my heart keep singing, lover, when lover came back to me. The sky was blue and high above, the moon was new and so was love. And while this eager heart of mine kept singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, now you're gone so far away. And while this eager heart of mine kept singing, lover, where can you be? Well, I remember every little thing you used to do, and I'm so lonely. Well, every road I walk along, I walk along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue and high above, the moon is new and so is love. And while this eager heart of mine keeps singing, love, where can you be? Thank you.
above. The moon was new and so was love. While this eager heart of mine kept singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you're far away. And while this eager heart of mine kept singing, lover, where can you be? Well, I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, my heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to lover, come back to lover, come back to me.
Gary Williams on the piano, Gary Williams. Nicholas on the synthesizer. Thank you.
Why didn't I see your eyes turning on me? Had I been gentle when you told me goodbye, I would have caused a smile instead of your weary sigh. But no, I let you go without the love that we shared, all what it meant to me to know you were there quietly there, happily there. I must have heard you when I reach the door. What do I have in store? Only the quiet prayer that you're waiting quietly there. No.
couldn't see. The love hidden in me. I stay out late now. I don't want to go home. It's dawn when I reach the door. What do I have in store? Only the quiet prayer that you're waiting quietly there.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So in the apartment in New York, we used to get up to all sorts. There was sometimes vodka involved, sometimes. And we used to listen to Ernestine Anderson. We loved Ernestine Anderson. And she was singing into her 80s, and her signature song was Never Make Your Move Too Soon. And he would put it on really loud, and I used to say, Richard, all the neighbors, go, oh, I didn't care. So we used to whack this up really loud. So I'd like to do this as my parting song. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Never Make Your Move Too Soon.
You moved away. You left me with all your bills to pay. Look out, baby. Look out. Think you might have made your move too soon. Yeah. You left me with all your credit cards. Turns out the lucky breaker sure ain't hard. I ran that thing up to about 50 grand. I cashed it in and held it high in my hand. Well, that kind of word should get around. My front door. I changed these.
just a woman walking around with the blues. Yeah, I'll take my lovin' everywhere, but I come back next year to find out if they still care. Yeah, I got me one love ahead, one love behind, one on my arm, I got one always on my mind. Well, too bad, too bad, think you might be your boo.
Ernestine Anderson's Never Make You Move Too Soon, and I was so honoured to be singing there with Gareth Williams on the piano, Arnie Somerjee on the double bass, Sebastian de Crom on drums, and Julian Nicholas playing the saxophone, and that was taken from our concert set at the Barbican in London as part of the Richard Rodney Bennett Total Immersion Day. Well, I'm still joined by Kevin Legendre. Kevin, I mean, Richard was a true Renaissance man, and some of those songs that he brought to my attention, like that one, for instance, Ernestine Anderson, what a great song.
A huge amount of knowledge. I'm intrigued to know, what do you think was the greatest musical lesson that you learned from him?
Well, there were so many, actually. I mean, I spent a lot of time on the road with him, so you can imagine we'd swap lots of stories, and he'd work with so many singers that I loved and adored, so I was always picking his brains about Mary Montgomery or Cleo Lane, Shirley Horn, Chris Connor, one of the great American singers. But I think to try and always source unusual and interesting material, really, and learn the melodies, find out if there's a verse, find out if there's a second lot of lyrics, surround yourself and play with as best musicians you can possibly book or afford, and just keep working hard at it, really, but and have fun. He was so much fun, and I miss that the most, I think.
Sound advice.
You're listening to Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3. Recently, I met up with the New York drummer Jamayo Brown, whose album Work Songs has caught my ear, and I was able to ask him more about the concept of the recording and his quest to get a firm handle on the history of sacred music. Well, at the top of the show, you heard a taste of this track, taken from the album Work Songs, but before we play Mississippi in its entirety, Kevin, I know you're a fan.
I certainly am. I think he's doing really important work, the way that he's gone into the history of gospel music in America, also the history of secular music, looking at prisoners singing songs to keep their spirits up, taking those songs, sampling them, and then writing music around them, and reminding you that the history of America and the history of the world has always been very turbulent, and that those songs are still very relevant to the turbulent times in which we live today.
So before you hear me speaking to Jamay all about it, let's hear Mississippi.
All aboard! Oh my God, it's never going on.
people gather round, let me talk to you, tell you about what we've been going through. Hard time and trouble come every day, regardless to what we do, it never go away.
Taken from the album Work Songs, that was the track Mississippi by Jameo Brown's Transcendence. And I'm pleased to say that Jameo joins me in the studio. Welcome to Jazz Lineup.
It is a pleasure to be here with you, Claire.
So tell us what led to Transcendence being born. I know that you went into quite a deep academic study on how the Black Church affected jazz. What was the overriding urge to dig deeper into that culture?
Really, it was some recordings that I had discovered from a community called the G's Bend community. And they are a community that is located in Alabama. They have a really specific sound in their spirituals that they sing that really was important to me. I would listen to their music every time I'd want to do my own recording. It would just put me in like a really honest space. And that was a huge influence. And outside of that, my parents are jazz musicians, so there's definitely music at home. So spirituality and music kind of being one is definitely something that is kind of part of how I see the world.
Well, the album Work Songs is the follow-up to the outstanding 2013 release Transcendence, and it contains old samples and field recordings of railway workers, prisoners, etc., but mixed with modern textures and electronic instruments. So where do you source those old samples from? And you found these fascinating voices.
Yeah, you know, since I'm kind of part of a hip-hop generation, I definitely look at sampling as just valid ways of expressing myself, and just because that's part of the music that I grew up listening to. So, you know, a lot of the music I found, discovered as I was doing research, it just kind of became a hobby to find out more, just because it was really hard to actually find. It led me to...
It sounds so old. Like,
yeah. Some of the very first recorded music hasn't really been around that long period. And a lot of the music that I really wanted to get into was actually kind of before music...
As we know it.
The way we hear it, you know?
Yeah.
And so a lot of times everything that I'm sampling kind of points to the music that I'm really more focused on, which is like you know, 19th century, you know. And sometimes you have to go digging into people's private archives or record stuff yourself.
And you also had some Scottish voices and some Scottish songs and some Japanese influences in the past. I mean, you've not just looked at America.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, really, Transcendence, it kind of connects to me dots that definitely are not limited to nationalism. It really is something that's much older, much ancient, transcends genre. And so that really kind of becomes the leading voice. There's this sound, you know, as you're speaking about the vocal quality of those voices, there's a sound that comes out of the human voice that really has led a lot of decisions that I make musically. There's like, there's this cry that you hear from the spirituals, or the Japanese stonemasons, or Falu, who sings on the album, who's from India. There's this common thread that I hear within the human cry that tends to be something that I really try to bring out, and that connects a lot of dots
together. Well, I think you've done a great job of it. So let's talk about this next track. Tell us about Be So Glad.
So Be So Glad is a song that has samples from a Mississippi prison, Parchman Farms prison, and it really is a song that helps articulate what the work song is, because the work song within African American history is, you know, was something that helped transcend a lot of great challenge, and we really took it and had our own interpretation of this idea of mantra. You know, when you have work songs, there's often this like this repeated thing, and that repeated figure ends up kind of helping people accomplish certain things together.
Just getting through the day.
Getting through the day.
Well, it's been so good to talk to you and meet you. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure, Claire.
I'll be so glad when the sun goes down. I'll be so glad when I wanna lie down. 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 I wanna lie down
From the album Work Songs, that was Jamayo Brown, Transcendence, and Be So Glad. But time's almost up for this week. Next week on Jazz Lineup, another chance to hear a performance by Courtney Pine and Zoe Rahman, recorded on our very own Jazz Lineup stage at the Gateshead Jazz Festival. Jazz Now will be here on Monday night at 11 p.m. and Soweto Kinch will present David Torn's Son of Goldfinger in concert. Well, Kevin, thank you for sharing some great music with us on today's show.
That's my pleasure. There's a lot of good music to choose from.
Till next time from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.